AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. China's President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin talked in Moscow today about Ukraine. China has a plan that includes a ceasefire. The West thinks it favors Russia. Meantime, the U.S. is speeding up the delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine.
After months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks, the Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of the Abrams. But that would have taken a while.
We were projecting it would be probably over a year.
Now officials have decided to send a refurbished older model Abrams.
This is about getting this important combat capability into the hands of the Ukrainians sooner rather than later.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they can come from existing Army stocks and will be easier for Ukrainian forces to learn how to both use and maintain them. The goal is to have the 70-ton tanks on the battlefield by the fall. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stocks finished higher. The Dow gained 316 points. Even bank stocks rebounded after the collapse of two banks. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says banks are stable and sound.
The government's recent actions have demonstrated our resolute commitment to take the necessary steps to ensure that depositors' savings and the banking system remains safe.
Security is tight in New York, Washington, and elsewhere in anticipation of an announcement from New York about charges against former President Donald Trump. He himself predicted an arrest today. Trump supporters like Thaís Díaz are outside the Manhattan courthouse.
He just gets treated unfairly, especially by the media. You know, no one is perfect, but when it comes to him, it's like they specifically attack him.
Oklahoma's top court has ruled women have a right to abortion when pregnancy risks their health, but not in a medical emergency. This is AP News. CDC researchers say cases of a dangerous fungus tripled over the last 3 years, reported in more than half of states.
According to the CDC, the coronavirus pandemic was likely partly responsible for the increase. Hospital workers were strained by COVID-19 patients, and that likely shifted their focus away from disinfecting other kinds of germs. The fungus, Candida auris, is a form of yeast that is usually not harmful to healthy people, but can be a deadly risk to fragile hospital and nursing home patients. It spreads easily and can infect wounds, ears, and the bloodstream. The study found cases increased from just under 500 in 2019 to nearly 1,500 in 2021. I'm Mike Hempen.
A powerful blast at an illegal fireworks workshop near Mexico City left 7 people dead. Photos show the blast was so powerful it blew apart the concrete and cinder block home. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.